is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
There are some things, Sister Washington, that I had to kill. Praise God. There are some things, praise God, Sister Lee, that I had to kill. Yeah. Amen. And when I say kill them, I had to kill them dead. Yeah. Graveyard dead. Because if you don't, man, they're gonna raise that ugly head. You see, all this we learn through his teaching. That's why it's so important for us as believers to stick around the word. That's why it's important for us as believers to stick around one another. Amen. I know there's a pandemic going on right now, but there's nothing wrong with picking up the phone. Say, brother, how are you doing? How's the Lord treating you today? Just to hear, praise God. So we see that it was through his teaching, praise God, that he glorified his Father. But not only through his teaching. I'm getting ready to go back to Sunday school this morning. It was through the miracles that he performed. Also, praise God, that he was glorified. Amen. You see, he overruled the known laws of nature. And with divine power, healed broken and diseased bodies. Yet, Jesus never, praise God, intended for his healing ministry to become an end in itself. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Well, some of y'all know where I'm going. You see, he takes the holistic approach. It makes no sense for your body to be healed and your soul is just as sick and crippled as can be. Praise God. You see, he didn't expect healing to be an end in itself. He wants us to become true believers in him. You see, and I look at the Apostle Paul. I know y'all know Paul. There's not a person sitting in the church today who's been around church, haven't heard that name. Paul said in the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians, amen, you know the story. He walked around and he had a thorn in his flesh. Now y'all know what a thorn is. A thorn is something that continues to vex you. How many of y'all have ever been stung by a wasp or stung by a bee and the stinger stay in there? How many of y'all have ever been around some briar bushes and the thorn got in your hand? Amen. You couldn't see it, but you knew it was there, and it continued to vex you. But look what Paul said at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 9. He says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice. In other words, three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, now the he that said unto him was Christ himself. Look what he said to him. He said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Can I just help somebody out this morning? Whatever it is that you're going through, I want you to remember that's greater than he that is in you than he that is in this world. You may be at the lowest wit right now, but hold on to Jesus. Praise God. That ain't nothing but a thorn, and this too shall pass. And look what he said. Look what Paul said after getting that reassurance. He said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity. Do y'all know what he's saying? He said, yeah, I'm going through something right now. Yeah, my body doesn't feel good right now. My body may be racked with pain right now. Praise God. But I much rather glory in my infirmity. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. So all Paul is trying to say that he was going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You see, in such times of trials and testing, a believer learns to concentrate on Christ Jesus more completely. Life for me, and I believe life for you, would be a dull thing if you never went through something. Oh, Lordy. Oh, I'm going somewhere, y'all. If I never experienced any trials in my life, if I never experienced no heartaches in my life, if I never experienced any testing in my life, then I would not know what the power of God is. Because as we go through things, praise God, he lets us know that I'm that there with you. That's why he could tell David, yea, though I walk through the shadow of death, he says, what, thou art with me. I know David was the one that said it, but David was letting us know that, praise God, whatever it is that you're going through, you have Jesus with you. It's going to be all right. You see, we cannot always know the mind of God in these matters. When it is his will to exercise his miraculous healing power, we give him all the praise anyway. Praise God, for he does so always, so that he glorify himself and not man. So what am I trying to say? You're going through something. You've been hurting. You're going through some pain. Loved ones may not be acting right. Praise God. Just hang in there. Amen. Hang in there. Praise God. God is going to work it out. Praise God. And he's going to work it out for your good. Amen. You see, so Jesus glorified the Father, amen, by his teaching and by his miracles. But Jesus also glorified the Father in that he finished the work God gave him to do. Oh, I like this one. You see, some people do not finish anything. They start out some things with some good intentions, but as soon as they encounter some difficulties or indifferences, they throw up their hand, throw in the towel, and say, I quit. Amen. We can't have those kind of people in God's army. Yeah, you just can't. Amen. Students, I have noticed, quit school because they cannot have their way. Amen. Not realizing that me not driving a car today, me not having a couple of more dollars in my pocket today, if I stay in school, praise God, in the long run, praise God, it's going to pay off. Amen. I just have to say that. Praise God. So if you contemplating quitting school, whether it's high school, college, I better back up, whether or not it's elementary school, because you can't have your way, praise God, you better try to start focusing yourself. Praise God, because there is a thing called a long run. Amen. And you can't look at life in the short run. Amen. You see, my brothers and my sisters, can I remind every last one of us in here, if you haven't already figured it out, this Christian journey that we are on is not an easy journey. Oh, yeah. I know that somebody told you that if you give your life to Christ, everything was going to be all right. Nobody was going to lie on you no more. Nobody was going to talk about you no more. Nobody was going to backbite about you. Nobody was going to gossip on you. But let me just right now, if you came to him under those false pretense, let me bust your bubble right now. Because this life that we walk, praise God, is not an easy life. I often ask myself, praise God, what if Jesus had given up as easy as we give up? Oh, my God. Amen. If he had given up going to the cross, if he had given up taking a beating, where would we be right now? He hung in there. Praise God. He did not give up because his was a labor of love. Jesus said in that text, he said, I have finished the work which thou gave me to do. And we find that on the cross, he said in one of his last said, it is finished. The work of redemption, praise God, that he had come down to do was completed. In other words, he had endured the cross because there was set before him the joy of a completed work. The Hebrew writer puts it this way, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, the Bible indicates that Jesus found joy, praise God, in this work that was assigned to him. Can I just digress for a minute?
Yeah.
I look at myself. I found joy when I was on active duty in the United States Marine Corps. If the balloon had gone up, I would have put my life on the line for freedom. Amen. I would.
Amen.
I get joy out of what I do now.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Praise God. It's not a chore.
Yeah.
It's not a burden.
Yeah.
Some people come up to me and say, man, you're working and you're pastoring a church. You're this, you're that. You got so much stuff going on. How in the world can you do all that?
Yeah.
I have to remind them that I get joy out of doing it. I at school, I continue to teach because I get joy out of directing the lives of these young kids that I come in contact with. I don't want them to realize that there is nothing out there that's worth having. Amen. So I get joy out of the things that I do. But one might ask, how could Jesus enjoy a mission or task so fraught with opposition and rejection, with misunderstanding and cruelty? You see, he did so because of love. And it's not word that Jesus threw around loosely like some people throw around today. Amen. They'll tell you they love you 1 minute. Oh, talk about you like a dog the next minute. They'll tell you that they love you 1 minute. Praise God. If you go and ask them, say, look, I need something. And instead of them, and they got, especially if it's money, they'll tell you, got a whole pocket full. But they'll tell you, I'm going to pray for you. See, when you need something. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that Jesus did what he did because of love. He did so because having been one with the Father, he had experienced from before the beginning of the divine thrill of the plan of salvation. You see, before God laid the foundation of this world, he knew that man would choose evil instead, praise God, of righteousness. And because of that foreknowledge, he planned for man's salvation. You know, we all should have given him an applause just then. You see, it is great plan of salvation had been conceived and incubated in the mind of God. It had been symbolized and typified in the Old Testament. And now it was actualized in the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Indeed, my brothers and my sisters, it was a labor of love. When Jesus finished the work that God gave him to do. Yeah. And as I get ready to close, we see that Jesus glorified the Father by his teaching and miracles. He glorified God by the finished work. But my third point has something to do with you and I. Praise God, we as believers can also glorify the Father as we allow the risen Christ to shine through our lives. Let me say that again. You see, we as believers can glorify the Father as we allow the risen Christ to shine through our lives. You see, the miracles of God's grace ought to constantly announce to the world that Jesus lives in us. Jesus said to his disciples at Matthew chapter 5, verse 15, he said, you are the light of the world. A city that sits on a hill cannot be hid. What am I trying to say to us this morning as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus? Don't hide
your light, but let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And when they see your good works, they'll glorify the Father which is in heaven. You see, a flickering light of an inconsistent believer's testimony can be disastrously misleading to one who is trying to find the way. You see, just like Jesus' labor of love, we too have a labor of love to show the love of Christ that is in our life. What a glorious anticipation to be able to say, praise God, at the end of our life, Father, I have finished the work that thou had given me to do. I want to be able to say, Lord, I preach well. You told me to preach. Lord, I prayed where you asked me to pray and when you told me to pray. And if I was a singer this morning, I sung what you told me to sing. And I sing what you told me to sing. And praise God, last but not least, I have witnessed to whom you told me to witness to. When you see, you show me, when you had me to walk down the street, and I saw this brother or this sister, regardless of how they look, when you laid it upon my heart to tell them something about you, I labored to witness about you. You see, it would be good for each of us to say, as the Apostle Paul said when he left his letter to his scriptures, Timothy, these are the words that he said. He said that I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord God, the righteous judge, shall give to me, and not to me only, but all that love his appearance. My brothers and my sisters, it ought to be our desire today, praise God, to finish the work that he's given us to do. But somebody may be sitting out there saying, well, he ain't given me nothing to do. Well, yes, he did. Because if you gave your life to him, and you really gave your life to him, there is something that you can do. If it's no more than standing at the back of the church, greeting the brother or sister when they come in. If it's no more than telling somebody on your job that I serve a master, and he, sweet, I know. You see, we partake of this communion today to let us remember our Lord's labor of love all the way from Bethlehem to Jerusalem. And when I look at that, I see that he did everything that was right in the sight of God. What did
James Lowe gives me a